If there is a theme to this month's edition of Organ First Radio, I guess the best description of it would be that of upbeat. Now, there was a time when the organ world had numerous organists with the Christian name Reginald, none of whom are in this month's show, but instead no less than four organists whose surname is that of Smith, the first of whom is the original Jimmy Smith. With such a claim, it's perhaps a case of which came first, the chicken or the egg, but in this case, it's the British Jimmy Smith at the Hammond XM1 and Technics GN5 with his own composition, Bling Blog Bebop. Thank you. Jimmy Smith and Bling Blog and Bebop. Well, certainly no more bebop in the show today, but amongst other things, there's a nice mixture of jazz and boogie played on electronic and theatre pipe organ. Not all the items are in jazz tempo, but do have the word in the title, such as these next two from the pen of Leroy Anderson. Firstly, here's the famous 1938 composition, Jazz Pizzicato. I think it's slightly reminiscent of the well-known Pizzicato polka by Johann Strauss II, and it became an instant hit. To perform it, here's Jelani Eddington at the 5-manual, 80-rank San Filippo Wurlitzer Unit Orchestra. Jazz Pizzicato. Now, the first person to record that was Arthur Fiedler with his famed Boston Pops Orchestra. And the story goes that it had to fit onto a 78 RPM disc with a running time of 3 minutes. Fiedler asked Anderson to compose a companion piece, and he did so with the more lyrical Jazz Legato. Once again, here's Jelani Eddington to play it. Jazz Legato and Jazz Pizzicato, both played by Jelani Eddington from the Leroy Anderson Centennial Celebration CD, Volume 2. Gonna now return to the new Klaus Wunderlich double CD released by Not Now Records last month. The title, in case you missed last month's show, is The Great Pop Organ Sound of Klaus Wunderlich, and it comprises of 87 hit melodies on two CDs, covering some of the years when he changed over from his faithful Hammond organ sound to that of his very own pop organ sound. Once again, Not Now Records have done a superb job in presentation, packaging and marketing, and they're doing so at a price which makes you wonder just how they can afford to do it, especially when you often see inferior DIY productions being sold for twice as much. Now, Klaus was renowned for composing tunes to fit into medleys in order to extend the playing time of them, and one classic example is this next one. Asked to record the Hustle, which as anyone knows is quite repetitive, he added his own composition, which he then called The Puzzle. Hustle and The Puzzle, played there by Klaus Wunderlich, and you can obtain copies of that double CD from MSS Studios, where you can also see a rundown of all of the tunes. Now, like I said at the head of the show today, there were a number of organists with the surname of Smith, and perhaps the most famous lady organist with that name was Ethel Goldsmith, who quickly dropped the gold part and went on to fame and fortune playing the Hammond organ with such pieces as Jazz Me Blues.
Thank you.
Jazzy Blues, played there by Ethel Smith. I have to say, the recording engineer on some of her early recordings had a strange concept of audio balance. The main instrument, the Hammond, appears to be in a barn with a stack of echo, yet the drummer is given a nice clean sound right in front of her. Very odd. Anyway, that was Jazzy Blues, composed in 1921 by Thomas Henry Delaney. There are a few recordings in my collection of modern jazz and rock music being performed on theatre pipe organ, but one artist I've featured on the programme several times is Jim Goodleaf, who for a number of years was the organist at the Long Island University Basketball Arena, which in point of fact is the original Brooklyn Paramount Cinema, and from what I understand is due to undergo some massive alterations to return it to its former glory. The Wurlitzer sounds amazing in this cavernous auditorium, and what you're about to hear is the kind of music that Jim Goodleaf used to play for all the students on their basketball tournament nights. The tune is called Black Thrush. Black Thrush, played there by Jim Goodleaf, an elusive artist, because apart from the sleeve notes, which indicates that he is actually an American Indian of the Seneca tribe, but who went to the famous Juilliard School of Music and majored in classical organ before turning his attentions to jazz and keyboard instruments, I can't find any trace of him at all. Certainly can put a Wurlitzer through his paces, though. Somebody else who played for audiences at sports gatherings was Paul Richardson, one of several organists who were hired to entertain the crowds at various baseball stadiums around the USA. In the case of Paul Richardson, he was organist for the Philadelphia Phillies team, and from his vantage point, in a special booth, he provided the musical entertainment for the fans. Here he is at the Roland organ with a jazz number with a rather unusual title of Celery Stalks at Midnight. Paul Richardson and Celery Stalks at Midnight. Well, I've had a few cravings for things at midnight, but can honestly say none of them have ever been celery stalks. And if you think that the title was strange, then just look at the lyrics, and they make no sense at all. Here's the third of the organists in the show this month with the surname of Smith. This is Dick Smith at the 3-manual 13-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Lowe's Cinema, Richmond in Virginia, with a tune that many an organist has played or recorded. But in this version of the Teddy Bear's Picnic, I think organist Dick Smith paints an interesting musical picture for us to enjoy, as well as demonstrating some of the individual ranks of this former installation. Dick Smith. Thank you. Dick Smith and the Teddy Bears Picnic. And it's interesting to note that the 1932 recording of that number by the Henry Hall Orchestra was considered to be of such good quality and tonal range that the BBC sound engineers used it for over 30 years to test and calibrate the frequency response of audio equipment. Now, when it comes to frequency response, there's one organist with a plethora of tracks that would test any audio system. And if you want proof, then here is the man himself, Lenny D, and High Tide Boogie. High Tide Boogie, played especially there at the request of some good friends of mine in the United States, namely Tom Pafluksic, Dave Rosenberger and Guillermo Garcia Hediebro. Try saying that one on a packet of wine gums. All of whom, like me, are hoping that a well-known record label have already released two volumes of Lenny D recordings, will do so with a third. Now, of course, there is one organist who turned to the organ to make some early excursions into the jazz field, firstly on a church organ and then at a later date on a Compton Theatre organ, and that was Fats Waller. But back in the 70s, a record label producer went to great lengths to find a cinema organ in this country with an 88-note piano roll player attachment that would in fact play an organ. The owner of such a facility was Bolton organist Ronald Curtis, who spent many weeks listening to the sounds that Fats Waller was renowned for in order to immerse himself into Waller's technique and choice of registrations. Came the day, and 14 piano rolls that Fats Waller had cut between 1923 and 1927 were placed on the roll player, and with Ronald Curtis just sitting at the console and hand-registering the stops, a recreated masterpiece was the final result. Here, then, is Fats Waller's actual cut of a tune called Your Time Now, transposed to theatre organ with Ronald Curtis at his Paramount Organ Studio, Compton Organ. Thank you. Your Time Now, from a piano roll cut by Fats Waller, but played by the late Ronald Curtis. Another new CD that I also featured last month was the double CD, released with no less than 5 complete LPs by famous Hammond organ player Jackie Davis. Recorded in Los Angeles in 1960, Jackie was joined by a dynamic Latin rhythm section to cut an album of 12 tracks under the heading of Hammond Gone Cha-Cha. And here is Jackie and the group playing A Woman in Love. A Woman in Love, just one track from no less than 5 complete original LPs made by Jackie Davis and now available on the Avid Jazz label. Obviously, it'd take too long to list everything, but just check out the amazing package at an equally amazing low price on the Organ Furs web pages. Now, when the era of putting old pipe organs into pizza parlours and making them the musical attraction, there were quite a number of American entrepreneurs who went down that route. Naturally, the customers of such establishments were not going to be content with the usual accepted form of music programme choice, and so the owners and the builders of such installations made their organs as visually entertaining as possible. In most, it meant installing all the toy shop instruments outside of the chambers, which in turn meant that at certain times the organist could really let rip, as did Jonas Nordwall at the huge organ grinder pizza parlour Wurlitzer in Portland, Oregon, with It Don't Mean a Thing. Thank you. Jonas Nordwall playing "You Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing," a 1931 composition by Duke Ellington, whose 1932 recording of that number was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2008. Next up is the last of our quartet of organists with the surname of Smith, the other original Jimmy Smith, that is, the one born in the United States. Normally heard on the Hammond, this is one of those recordings that he made using the Versi organ, and in doing so, he puts a new slant on "The Lonely Shepherd."
Thank you.
The Lonely Shepherd, track there by Jimmy Smith, played on the Versi Saturn and from the album The Cat Strikes Again. Here's a number that fits nicely into the programme. It's that good old Irving Berlin one, made famous by blues singer Ruth Etting. It's called Shaking the Blues Away, and this is Ron Rode at the 5-manual 22-rank Wurlitzer that used to be in the Bill Brown residence, a superb Wurlitzer on which many famous recordings were made, this being just one of them. Shaking the Blues Away, played by Ron Rode. Back in 1972, I featured Three Faces of the Future on my then BBC Radio Manchester weekly organ programme. They were Nigel Ogden, Peter Jepson and Michael Thompson. And so I was quite shocked to learn of the sudden passing of Michael Thompson. It seemed he'd been fighting a long battle with myeloma for the past 18 months, and passed away last month, aged 67. For many years he was associated with both sides of the pipe organ world, which included a lot of work with the Capital Aberdeen Compton, as well as being Director of Music at St Macca's Cathedral in Aberdeen. Well, in today's programme we've had bebop, jazz, blues and boogie, but no black bottom. And so, remembering the day when a very young Michael Thompson, brimming with confidence and seated at the lovely Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, here he is to play it. Thank you. remembering the late Michael Thompson with a brief hint of his signature tune, One Morning in May, preceded by The Black Bottom and the sound of the former Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer in its cinema-going days. And bringing this month's upbeat edition of Organ First Radio to a very lively close is John Kiffin at his Versi organ. And don't forget to check out the details of John's latest CD titled Made in Wales, which features a whole host of numbers made famous by Tom Jones. Right now, however, this is John with a number from the 1975 musical Chicago called All That Jazz. And as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.